天讲到的题目是圣灵的工作。
And today's topic is the work of the Holy Spirit.
经文在十六章第五到十五节，约翰福音十六章五到十五节。
John chapter 16 verses 5 to 15. This is a scripture passage.
我请弟兄姊妹，弟兄念三书节，姊妹念三书节。
Brothers, please read the odd verses and sisters the even verses.
青少年可以用英文跟着一起念。
And you can follow along in English. Read aloud.
约翰福音十五章第五节，弟兄请。现在，约翰福音十六章第五节，弟兄请。现在我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我你往哪里去，姊妹来。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。为罪是因他们不信我，为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。只等圣灵的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。都是我的，所以我说他要将所有我的告诉你。好，我们去继续说吧。好，天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们所信的是什么。
Through your word, we know what it is we are to believe.
也因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
Through your word, we also know how we ought to live.
求你将圣灵赐给我们。
So would you give us your Holy Spirit?
在我们心里能够明白你的话语。
That we might understand your word in our hearts.
可以遵循你的话语。
And be able to do what your word requires.
活出一个荣耀你名的生活来。
So that we might live lives that bring glory to you.
我们赞美祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿们。我们今天所读的实际经文是主耶稣要与自己的门徒分别的最后讲论中的一部分。
And so in today's passage, we'll be looking at the end, or toward the end of the discourse that Jesus spoke to his disciples.
主耶稣要离开门徒了，他最后的讲论是不是包括十四章、十五章、十六章？
And so Jesus' final discourse that he's about to leave them, this was in chapters 14 through 16.
到十七章的时候，主耶稣就为门徒向天父做祷告。
And when we get to chapter 17, then Jesus prays for his disciples.
我们看到主耶稣最后讲论的这三章经文，它的主题是，就是主耶稣告诉门徒。一次次的告诉门徒，他要离开他们。
And so we've been looking at these past few chapters that Jesus' consistent theme was to tell them that he was going to leave them.
主耶稣也告诉他的门徒说，他离开以后会差遣保惠师圣灵来到他们中间。
And he also told them when he left them, that he would send the Holy Spirit.
我们看到十四章的十六节，主耶稣就已经说了差圣灵的事情。十六节说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。”
He Psalm 14, chapter 14, verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever.
到十章的26节, 主耶稣 说了圣灵来了之后的一项重要的工作。
And in verse 26, He said, but the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. He talked about the important work of the Holy Spirit.
这个工作就是圣灵要将一切的事指教你们, 并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And again, the great task of the Holy Spirit was to teach the disciples all things and bring their remembrance all that Jesus had said to them.
圣灵会告诉主耶稣的门徒们, 他们在地上应该做什么事情。
The Holy Spirit will tell the disciples what they ought to do while on earth.
这些事情都是主耶稣在世的时候教导他们的。
These are all the things that Jesus instructed them while He was with them.
或许当时的门徒听见了, 但是他们却不清楚, 不明白。
And so of course then the disciples, they did hear all these things, but perhaps they did not understand all that they heard.
现在圣灵来了。
So now the Holy Spirit has come.
借着圣灵他们可以回忆起主耶稣所说的一切话。
And so through the Holy Spirit, they were able to remember what Jesus told them.
也借着圣灵在他们心中的内住，他们能够明白主耶稣当时所说话的意思。
And then with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they were able to understand what it was that Jesus said to them.
也因着这个缘故，我们才会有今天的新约圣经。
And for this reason, we now have today the New Testament.
所以说，圣经告诉我们，圣经是由圣灵提醒，使使徒想起主耶稣的教训。
And so the Bible teaches us that the Bible was from the right writing or from the Holy Spirit reminding and bringing to remembrance the words that the apostles heard from Jesus.
他们把想起来主耶稣的教训的那些事记载下来。
And so they remembered and from the Holy Spirit what Jesus said, and they recorded it.
所以我们就知道圣经都是上帝默示出来的。
And so this is why we know that the Bible is revealed from God.
至少新约圣经是很明显的，在第四纪的时候，圣灵提醒使徒们回想起主耶稣的教训。 这个事是真实的发生的。
And so the New Testament is a clear example of the Holy Spirit working in the first century to bring remembrance these things, to witness to all the true things that happened in the first century.
到15章的26节, 主耶稣说出来的圣灵的另一项重要工作。
And then Jesus also mentioned another word of the Holy Spirit in 15, verse 26.
15章26节说, 当我要从父那里差宝贵使来, 就是从父出来的真理的圣灵, 他来了, 就要为我做见证。
Chapter 15, verse 26, for when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about it.
所以说圣灵的另外一个重要的工作就是给主耶稣做见证。
And so we see here that another important work of the Holy Spirit is to bring witness, to witness Jesus, to bring witness of Jesus.
所以说我们现在能信主，不要说啊，我们比那些没信主的人更聪明、更有智慧，所以我们信主了。
And so we cannot then say, we who believe, oh, you know, we believe in Jesus because we are somehow smarter than those who did not believe.
不是那样的。
No, it is not so.
是因为圣灵在我们心中为主耶稣做了见证的结果，才使我们能够相信耶稣基督是上帝的独生子。
Instead, it was the fruit of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts to bear witness to Him that we believe Jesus to be the Son of God.
到了16章今天所读的经文，主耶稣从更重要方面来论述有关圣灵的工作。
And then here we see in chapter 16 another example of him speaking of the importance of the work of the Holy Spirit.
从救赎的角度来看，主耶稣必须要离开这个世界。
So from the vantage point of salvation and the plan of salvation, it was necessary that Jesus left them.
因为主耶稣要在十字架上为世人的罪付上赎价, 神就对罪人救赎。
Because Jesus had abandoned the cross and therefore purchased salvation for all sinners.
主耶稣不离开这个世界，不在十字架上受死，这个救赎工作还是没有完全的成就。
So if Jesus did not abandon the cross, then he would not save sinners, and then the work of salvation would not have been completed.
当然，在上帝的救赎计划中，他早就安排了圣灵继续对世人的救赎工作。
And of course, in God's plan, He has already ordained that the Holy Spirit would continue to work for the salvation of those who would hear and believe.
今天我讲到的题目是圣灵的工作，我们要看圣灵降临以后，他圣经启示了他会做哪几项工作。
So today, sermon title will be on the work of the Holy Spirit, and we will take a look at what the Holy Spirit will do following Jesus's work.
为什么我们要借着圣经来明白圣灵来了以后他做 哪些工作呢？
So why do we have to look at the Bible to see what the Holy Spirit will do?
如果我们不清楚不明白，我们就会凭着自己的意思做事。
Because if we are not clear on this, then we will rely on our own thinking in terms of how to do it.
其实有的时候我们做自己想做的事不是问题。
And of course, there are times when we do what we want to do on our own account.
但是如果你自己做的事，你却冠上了圣灵让我做的。
But if we do something of our own accord, then we label it as something the Holy Spirit has me do.
这个现象在今天福音派教会，这个现象是比较多的。
This tends to occur a lot more frequently in today's evangelical church.
特别明显的就是我刚来到美国的时候。
This is especially apparent when I first came to the United States.
有个台湾弟兄对一个国内出来的姊妹说。
There is a brother from Taiwan who said to a sister from mainland China.
圣灵告诉我你要嫁给我。
The Holy Spirit said, "Oh, you are to marry me."
这样做事其实是一个犯了一个很大的错误，很大的罪。
In fact, doing this way is actually a great sin.
如果说你说你爱这个姊妹，你说你姊妹我们俩曾经是成家都没问题。
And so for the man, if he loved the sister, then he can ask her and say, "I love you, and I'll start a family together."
当你冠上上帝的名号的时候，却不是上帝让你做的事，那你就是。在妄称上帝的名。
But then when you drag God into it, and you say that it was God that told me to do this, then you are essentially blaspheming God's name.
虽然可能你的目的达到了，因为你妄称上帝的名，不明白真理的人就害怕了，就以为真是上帝让我这么做。
And perhaps you accomplish your goal because by using God's name, then those who are perhaps afraid that it might be God, and they aren't sure that they will listen to this because they are afraid to disobey God.
但是你要接受的审判比你娶到老婆更加严重。
And then, but you will have to receive the punishment and the justice for this, and it will be more severe than receiving the wife.
当然，对姊妹来说，你应该知道这是她在妄称上帝的名。
And of course, if you are insisted, then you also know that he is misusing.
不要被他这种属灵的大话吓唬住。
And so do not be afraid of these so-called kind of big spiritual words.
因此，我们要清楚知道，主耶稣差遣圣灵来到世上，他圣灵所要做的是什么事。
So it is important that we find out what exactly it is the Holy Spirit is to do when Jesus sends him into this world.
我们就可以在主圣灵所做的事上与圣灵同工。
So that we can then be part of the work that the Holy Spirit is doing.
我们也不会发生借着圣灵的名做我们自己想做的事。
And so that through this we will not then do the work that we want to do, that we attack on the Holy Spirit's name.
因为借着圣灵的名做自己想做的事，是一很犯了一个很大的罪。
It is a great sin to use the Holy Spirit's name to do something that we want to do ourselves.
说老实话，你不做还没有犯罪。
If you did not do it, you would not sin.
所以我们要清楚地知道圣灵在地降世到世上来，来到世上要做什么事情。
So this is important to know what it is the Holy Spirit will do when He is on the earth.
当然，我不会只凭着依据今天的经文来担圣灵的工作。
So of course, we will not be exploring what the Holy Spirit will do solely from this one verse.
因为圣经中还有一段有关圣灵工作交叉的论述。我会先从那段经文落手。目的是让我们比较全面的掌握圣灵来所做的工作。最后我会讲解今天的经文。
And then after that, I will then expose today's sermon passage.
因为今天的经文是有关圣灵工作的一个很重要、很重要的部分。
Because today's passage is an important passage for the word of, for understanding the work of the Holy Spirit.
那是主耶稣在差遣圣灵之前，特别向使徒们交代。
And this is what Jesus revealed and taught his disciples right before he was to leave them.
在我完成今天讲道以后，我相信弟兄姊妹也会认同这个观点。今天的经文所论述的是圣灵最重要的工作。
And so I trust that after today's sermon, that brothers and sisters would understand that this is indeed it speaks of one of the most important tasks of the Holy Spirit here in this passage.
我先讲第一段有关圣灵工作的经文，在哥林多前书12章到14章。
So for the first passage though that we'll look at in the Word of the Holy Spirit can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14.
12章开始就开始论述圣灵恩赐的事情。
And so in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, we will talk about the spiritual gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
从第八节到第十节，圣经列举了圣灵所赐的九种恩赐。
And in verses 8 to 10, Paul lists the 9 things that the Holy Spirit does.
这九种恩赐，第一是智慧的言语。
And so, the nine spiritual gifts, the first is the utterance of wisdom.
第二是知识的言语。
The second is the utterance of knowledge.
第三是信心。
The third is faith.
第四是医病的能力。
The fourth is to give healing.
第五是行异能的能力。
The fifth is to work miracles.
第六是做先知的能力。
The sixth is the ability to prophesy.
第七是辨别诸灵的能力。
And then the seventh is to distinguish between spirits.
第八是说方言的能力。
The eighth is the gift of various kinds of tongues.
第九是翻方言的能力。
And the ninth is the interpretation of such tongues.
我们看到保罗列举了这九项圣灵所赐的恩赐。
We see Paul listed the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
到第十一节，圣经说了一句。
When we get to verse 11, we see him speak of the Spirit.
圣经说这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
Paul says, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who is working to each one individually as he wills.
因此我们不要，我们可以看到，知道这九种能力不是我们固有的，是圣灵赐给我们的。
So we see that these nine ideas is not something that we do, but this is a thing that is given to us by the Spirit.
更重要的一点是，圣灵随着自己的意思赐给不同的人。
And so we see that also importantly, the Holy Spirit gives each one differently as He wills.
所以这些恩赐不是我们人自己可以掌控的。
And so these gifts are not something that humans can control.
我们自己想要什么恩赐，就会有什么恩赐。
So it's not like, oh, well, we can have whichever gift we want.
现在福音派教会有个错误的观念，就是我们在操练这些恩赐。
And so among the evangelical churches, there is this mistaken notion that, oh, we can, you know, we can actually like, train ourselves in these gifts.
在那里操练医病的恩赐。
So perhaps we can train ourselves to do the gift of healing.
在特会里操练讲方言的恩赐。
Or perhaps in special meetings to exercise our ability to engage in various kinds of tongues.
所以圣经明明说是圣灵随己意分给个人的，所以那种操练都是违背上帝所启示真理的。
Because it says here in the Bible that it's the Spirit who apportions what gives, that such people who seek to exercise this and they are going to kind of work on these own gifts, they are going against the Bible.
如果说我们可以操练出这些恩赐来，那么我就可以说，你所操练的不是从圣灵来的。
So if we can train ourselves to be able to do these gifts, then we can, and it's safe to say that these gifts are not from the Holy Spirit.
不是从圣灵来的，但是恩赐的确有了。
So it is not from the Holy Spirit, but the gift is there.
世界上还有一种灵叫邪灵。
And then there is a type of spirit in this world, also known as evil spirit.
那么你操练出来的东西就是从邪灵来的。
And then the things that you have practiced, these are from the evil spirit.
用老百姓的话来说，你叫鬼了。
Or to...To use the vernacular, you are demon possessed.
圣灵所赐的恩赐有个很大的特点，在第七节，在说圣灵各种恩赐的时候，保罗已经说了。
And there is an important point that Paul speaks of in verse 7.
第七节，保罗说，圣灵所赐的恩赐是叫人得益处。
It says that each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
所以说，你说你有圣灵的恩赐。
So suppose you say, "Oh, I have the gift of the Spirit."
你周边的人就因为着你这个恩赐得了很大的益处。
And those around you might receive much good.
你如果说圣灵给你的恩赐，周边人没得益处，你只是在那里彰显啊，我有圣灵的能力。
Then if you if you say you have the gift of the Spirit, but there is no good to those around you,
彰显你与别人的不同。
Then this only highlights your power and your difference from others.
我会讲方言。
Oh, I can speak in tongues.
这不是从圣灵来的。
This is not from the Holy Spirit.
因为你讲方言，别人没有益处。
Because if you speak in tongues, it does not, there is no common good for others.
所以保罗说了，如果没有翻方言的，在会众中你就不要讲。
So this is why Paul says that there are there is no one to translate these, to interpret these tongues, that you do not speak these tongues.
如果你硬要讲
，But if you must say,
那就说明这个恩赐不是从圣灵来的。
Then it shows that this gift is not from the Holy Spirit.
恩赐虽有不同，有九种恩赐，他们是不同的。
So these nine spiritual gifts, they are different.
如果这些恩赐都是为了别人的益处，
if all these are for the common good,
那么这些恩赐就没有高低贵贱之分。
Then there is no such order or ranking of which one is more important or better.
所以保罗在23-24节说。
So Paul says in verses 23-24,
身上的自己我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面。不均美的越把得着均美，我们均美的自己自然用不得装饰，但神配搭出身子，把加倍的体面给缺欠的自己。
Now those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor in our presence. Unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our presentable parts do not require. So compose the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacks.
所以每一个真正从圣灵那里得到恩赐的人一定是谦卑为了别人益处的。
So those who have gifts that truly come in the Spirit, then they will be humble, and their gifts will be for the common good.
为了别人的益处，就可以使这个属灵的群体更加和谐和睦。
And so for the good of the others, then this will be to greater unity and peace in the body.
不会因为你有这个恩赐，使教会产生纷争。
And so it will not be that, oh, because you have this special spiritual gift that will cause division in the church.
弟兄姊妹，因为你有这个恩赐，弟兄姊妹属灵生命更加得到喂养，得到造就。
And I said, if you have this spiritual gift, then this will cause those around you, other brothers and sisters, to be encouraged and to grow in faith.
所以这样的恩赐才是从圣灵来的。
So such a gift is then from the Holy Spirit.
如果恩赐没有达到这个目的，那就不是不能说是从圣灵来的。
So the spiritual gift does not attain to this goal of becoming good. Then we can say it is not from the Holy Spirit.
到了哥林多前书十三章，我们都非常熟悉的经文，保罗讲了爱的真谛。
And so we get to chapter 13, First Corinthians, a very famous passage about love.
保罗为什么在中间插十三章讲爱的真谛
？So why does Paul add in the midst of this verse 13?
爱是分辨你的恩赐是从圣灵来的，还是从邪灵来的，是真实。
Because it is love that can show whether or not your gift is from the Holy Spirit or from evil spirits.
从圣灵来的，你一定会有爱。
From the Holy Spirit, if it's from the Holy Spirit, then you will definitely have love.
你有爱，别人才会得益处。
And so, if you have love, then people will benefit. The benefit of it comes good.
到了十四章的第一节。保罗说：“你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕是做先知讲道。”
Verse 14, verse 1.
后面保罗继续告诉我们为什么要羡慕做先知讲道恩赐。
Later on, when Paul talks about why it is that we ought to pursue prophecy, that's it.
第三节说，因为先知讲道能造就人，安慰劝勉人。
Verse 8 says, because when we prophesy, we speak for the upbuilding, encouragement, and consolation.
到第四节说，做先知讲道乃是造就教会。
We see that the one who prophesies is the one that sort of the church can be built up. This is in verse 5.
这样我们就可以晓得圣灵赐下这样的恩赐，目的就是要造就他的教会。
So we see that.God gives these spiritual gifts for the upbuilding of the spirit.
成全造就主耶稣的门徒。
So this would establish and build up the disciples of Jesus.
所以保罗在十四章十二节说：“你们也要如此，既是切莫属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。”十四章十二节。
And so that's why in verse 12 of chapter 14 it says, So with yourself, since you are eager for the manifestation of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church.
如果一个基督徒、一个门徒在那边求恩赐，却不知道圣灵赐给的恩赐是做什么的。
So if a Christian disciple wants to have spiritual gifts but does not know what the spiritual gifts are for,
你就是得到恩赐。对你来也而言也没有任何意义。
And there is no good for you to receive this spiritual gift.
现在有些基督徒就处在这种状况。
And now there are some Christians that are in this very exact scenario.
希望自己得到各种各样的恩赐。
They want to have a this or that type of a spiritual gift.
却从来不想这些恩赐是为了造就教会。
But they never put in fact these spiritual gifts are for the upbuilding of the church.
所以我们要看最终目的就是所有的恩赐都是为了成全信徒造就教会。
We see that at the end of the day, the goal of the spiritual gifts is to establish the saints and to build up the church.
成全圣徒造就教会的恩赐在上帝国度里才会有真正的意义。
And in the spiritual gifts that establish strengthen the brothers and sisters and fill up the church. It is that will have meaning in God's kingdom.
有这样恩赐的人，他所做的功才会年年蒙上帝的纪念。
Then this work from someone who has these spiritual gifts, this will be pleasing in God's sight.
前面我讲到保罗说的九种恩赐。
Earlier I mentioned the nine gifts that Paul lists.
前面三个恩赐是智慧的言语、知识的言语和信心。
Of course, earlier the first three, utterance of wisdom, utterance of knowledge, and faith.
很明显，这些恩赐都是成全圣徒、造就教会的恩赐。
So very clearly, these are gifts that build up the church and also edify.
我们作为上帝的儿女，就要看重这样的恩赐。
So as children of God, we ought to respect and admire these gifts.
这就是我前面讲的有关圣灵赐恩赐的工作。
And so this is what we said with the Holy Spirit's work being for the edification and building up of the church.
圣灵赐恩赐就是为了成全他的教会。
And so the Holy Spirit gives these gifts to build up the church.
虽然恩赐是外表的，
even though these gifts are external,
但是它属灵的意义就是能够成全圣徒，造就教会。
But the spirit is significant and purpose is to build up the church.
我们来看今天的经文。
So now let's take a look at today's sermon text.
主耶稣重复了前面提过的问题，今天经文。
So Jesus, repeated what was said earlier.
就是主耶稣告诉门徒他会离开他们。
Which is to say that he told his disciples that he would leave them.
门徒没有继续问主耶稣为什么离开他们。
The disciples are not continuing to ask, Jesus, why are you leaving us?
这是心里忧愁。
And instead, their hearts were filled with sorrow.
所以到第七节，主耶稣就告诉门徒，他去是与他们有益的。
This is why Jesus in chapter 7, in verse 7 said, it is for your good that I come.
因为他不去祷告，是圣灵就不会来。
Because Jesus is not going, the Holy Spirit, he will not come.
当然主耶稣没有告诉门徒他必须去才能成就了对世人的救赎之功。
Of course, Jesus did not say here that he must go to fulfill his covenant of salvation.
就像我前面说的，主耶稣必须离开这个世界。
As I said before, Jesus had to be for the fulfilling of the plan of salvation.
那为什么主耶稣在重这个重要的信息没有跟门徒说呢？
So why did Jesus not say this? It's an important thing at this juncture.
我们要知道，主耶稣是对当时犹太人的基督徒所传讲的信息。
Because Jesus said at that time, Jesus said this for the he said that he speaks good news for the sake of the Jews.
因为在旧约里，主耶稣必须舍命，弥赛亚必须舍命，在旧约里是一个重要的启示。
Because in the Messiah, he gives his life, he's the main teaching of the Old Testament.
犹太人每次到圣殿去献祭，就是预表主耶稣要舍命。
And so every time that when Jews would bring the sacrifice to the temple, this foreshadowed, this pointed forward to the sacrifice of the Messiah.
旧约的献祭不过是主耶稣舍命的影子，他旧约的献祭，他不能真正解决人罪的问题。
The sacrificial system of the Old Testament, this is but a shadow of Jesus' true salvation. For the sacrifices in themselves cannot take away sin.
希伯来书十章十节说，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能赎罪。但到了十二节，继续说，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神右边坐下了。
Hebrews 10, verses 11 and 12, it says, And every priest stands daily at a service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice of sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
到十四节说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
It says in verse 14, For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified.
因此我们知道，主耶稣必须在十字架上牺牲。
And so through this we see that Jesus had to have given up his life on the cross.
无罪的他代替有罪的我们。
So that he who is without sin might take the place of we who are sinners.
我们的罪才真正得到救赎。
So then, that only then can our sin be truly forgiven.
从第八节到十一节，这四节经文是比较难注解的经文。
So of course, from these verses 8 through 11, these are harder to interpret.
为罪自己责备自己，这是我们比较容易理解的。
And so he says that he came to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness.
他唯一自己责备自己，我们就很难理解了。这如说世界的王受审判，我们要自己责备自己，也是无法理解的。这些都在地区节告诉我们的。 地区节是怎么说的？
What does verse 7 say?
然后我要将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠人就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他了。第八节，他进来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And so verse 7 and 8, nevertheless, I pray this to you to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send it to you. When he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
为罪、为义、为审判, 这是定力的三词。
And so this is the trial I mentioned here, concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
才是自己责备自己。
And then we see that following.
所以说，我们要理解，为这三件事，我们自己责备自己。
And so we need to ask ourselves what is the reason.
感谢上帝，主耶稣在后面第九节到第十一节，为这第八节经文做了说明。
And thanks be to God in verses 9 through 11, God explains and interprets what is said in verse 8.
我们可以依据主耶稣的说明来思想世界经文。 这世界经文要告诉我们什么真理？
Let's reflect on the truth that God wants to tell us through these four verses.
第九节说，为罪是因为他们不信我。
Concerning verse 9, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me.
约翰福音3章18节说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
It says in John chapter 3. Verse 18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
根据这些经文，我们就知道，我们在亚当里，所有的人都是罪人。
And from this verse, we see that in Adam, all of us, we are sinners.
我们都是抵挡上帝的。
We are all those who rebel against God.
都是不能顺服上帝的。
And those who cannot obey God.
唯有信主耶稣的人，因着主耶稣的救赎，使圣灵内住在我们心中，我们才能够认识上帝。
And only through believing in Jesus and having the Spirit indwell our hearts can we know God.
我们才会顺服上帝在圣经中所启示的话语。
And only then can we obey what is revealed in the Word of God.
所以不信的人就一直活在罪中。
So all those who do not believe continue to live in sin.
就是我们这已经相信的人，因着肉体的生命仍旧在我们里面，我们仍旧会犯罪。
Just as we who have believed are also when we are still in the flesh, will continue to sin.
所以主耶稣教导基督徒要为自己的罪，自己责备自己。
So this is why Jesus teaches us that to concern sin, that to be sorrowful for the sin we have.
可以说，我们在这种自己责备自己的状态中，我们才能够渐渐的脱离罪，而走向成圣的人生。
So only through having sorrow for the sin we have, only in this way can we continue to walk along the path of faith and grow in our faith.
第十节说，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer.
为罪自己责备自己还是很好理解的。
So, because of sin, to be sorrowful for that, that's easy to understand.
现在主耶稣那么为义要自己责备自己，这些经文就很难理解了。
Now, he's saying that this is concerning righteousness, and this is part of understanding.
我们必须从主耶稣的说明中来理解这一些经文。
So, we must understand how the Holy Spirit will convict regarding righteousness.
为义是因为主耶稣往父那里去。
Concerning righteousness, because the Lord Jesus goes to the Father.
主耶稣降生传道，在十字架上受死埋葬，最后是复活升天。
So the gospel, as it was headed to written, Jesus died on the cross and was buried and was raised up.
现在主耶稣复活，坐在上帝的右边。
And now Jesus is risen and he sits at the right hand of God the Father.
主耶稣的复活和升天，上帝用事实宣告了主耶稣是无罪的。
So through Jesus' resurrection and his ascension into heaven, God has declared in this world that Jesus was without sin.
如果将一个无罪的人钉在十字架上，这就是我们的罪了。
And so that if people crucify someone who was without sin, then this would be our sin.
我们难道不应该为自己这样的罪自己责备自己吗？
Should we not be convicted of this kind of sin?
或许有弟兄姊妹要说，钉主耶稣十字架的是那个时代的犹太人。
And so of course some brothers and sisters may say, well, the ones who crucified Jesus, they were the Jews from another generation.
但是有谁能够说主耶稣被钉十字架与我毫无关系？
But who can say that because Jesus died on the cross, it has nothing to do with me?
当然，真理不仅仅说我们要为主耶稣钉十字架这件事自己责备自己。
So of course, then the Bible does not say exactly that we must be convicted concerning the actual crucifying of Jesus.
为义自己责备自己的真理的延伸。
But in terms of the truth of being convicted concerning righteousness,
也就是说，或者说应用。
Of course, to be the usage of such conviction.
在我们基督徒身边会发生许多不公义的事情。
Perhaps to take an example of this, many times in our life, we may injustice, unjust things of our happening.
只是对那些受到不公义对待的人说，要包容，要饶恕。
Or perhaps what we just say to those who have suffered injustice, to be forgiven and to overlook.
当然需要包容，需要饶恕。
Of course, we need to overlook and we need to forgive.
包容和饶恕是在公义得到伸张之后的事。
But these are the things to do when justice is served.
当公义得到伸张之后，被得罪的人就不应该一直耿耿于怀。
And so when those who are suffering justice are vindicated, then the matter is settled.
这就是饶恕。
Then this is forgiveness.
并且尽力地恢复过去良好的关系。
And afterwards, there's reconciliation.
这是包容。
So this is overlook. This is to be accepted.
如果公义没有得到伸张，我们包容和饶恕的就是罪。
And so, of course, if things don't work out like this, and there is no reconciliation, then all this not accepting is actually sin.
如果我们没有伸张公义，没有尽伸张公义的责任。
So we do not take seriously the call and responsibility of pursuing justice.
我们就要为这个义自己责备自己。
And concerning this righteousness, we ought to be convicted.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
为审判，是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
既然世界的王受了审判，显明世界的王所行的都是邪恶的事。
Because ruler of this world is judged, again it shows that all of the ruler of this world does is wickedness.
那为什么基督徒要为世界的王受审判，自己责备自己？
So why are Christians being convicted concerning the judgment of the ruler of this world being judged?
那是因为许多时候我们行了世界的王所行的。
And that is because so often we do the things.
许多时候我们贪恋世界王的东西，许 许多时候我们贪恋世界王的东西。
So often we desire the things of the ruler of this world.
总感觉我们没有得到世界王的东西。
So we feel we don't get the things that belong to the ruler of this world.
我们没有在世界的王统治下得到足够的享受。我们希望永远活在这个世界的王的治理之下。因此我们就害怕死亡。主耶稣让我们知道世界的王是被审判的那一位。他所做的事都是要被审判的。如果我们行世界的王所行的，贪恋世界的王所贪恋的，我们就站在世界王的那个观念里面，我们就应该自己责备自己，可以在主耶稣最后审判临到这个世界的时候，不落入主耶稣的审判之中。
So that if we are committed, then we might not be part of the judgment that Jesus is bringing to the world when he comes to judge.
我们要看到主耶稣这世界经文是我们内在的一个世界关于观念的问题。
So we see that these four verses speak of the struggle within, the internal struggle in terms of a worldview and understanding.
因为我们观念没有很清楚的来分辨什么义。观念没有很清楚来看到世界的王的恶，我们就会行他们所行的事。所以我们很重要的要让我们的世界观，让我们的思想被圣经所转变。
And so therefore it's important that our worldviews and our thoughts ought to be renewed by the, and overturned by the Bible.
所以说世界经文主要说要求门徒为自己的罪自己责备自己。
And so these four verses tell us that we ought to be convicted by these sins.
为自己没有行公义，为公义呐喊，自己责备自己。
And so when we do not do the things of righteousness, we ought to be convicted.
不是说我们没有行恶就可以了。我们看到行恶的人，我们就要斥责他们。这才是基督徒应该尽的责任。也为我自己贪恋这个世界，追求这个世界的享乐、名利、地位，自己责备自己。只有我们这些观念在我们里面得到完全的翻转，我们才能够一天比一天更加趋向圣洁。现在我们来看十二节到十五节经文。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, but he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
这世界经文告诉我们，圣灵的另一个重要工作，就是他要引导我们明白一切的真理。
And so we see here in these four verses that another important task of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, to guide them into all the truth.
这也就是许多没有信主的人他读不懂圣经的根本原因。
And so this is the basic reason why many people who do not believe. This is why these unbelievers do not believe in the gospel and in the Bible.
没有信主，没有受洗，圣灵没有内住在你的心中，你是无法读明白圣经的。
They don't believe in God, but they're not baptized, the Holy Spirit is not dwelling in their hearts.
虽然你每一个字不认识，就是无法明白这句话告诉我们是什么真理。
You may be because
of each sentence, you will not be able to understand what the truth is. Earlier, then I said the
Holy Spirit brought remembrance to the disciples, the words of Jesus.
这是上帝的话，使徒们把主耶稣的话记载下来，成为我们手中的这本圣经。
So these are the words of God, and the apostles received it, and so they handed it down to us as the word of God.
同样，在我们读圣经的时候，我们必须有圣灵的引导，才能够明白它真正的意思。
So as we read, when we read the Bible, we need to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit for us to understand the meaning of these words.
这里主耶稣说，圣灵要将授予我的告诉你们。
So here we see that the word of the Holy Spirit to tell us.
因此我们就知道，圣灵，上帝的这一位格，他不会凭自己的意思说话。
So we see here that God the Spirit, He does not speak on His own authority.
我们在圣经中同样看到，约翰福音5:36。 说，因为父叫给我的，我就成就；因为父叫给我要我成就的，就是我所做的事。约翰福音5:36。
And John 5:36 tells us that all Jesus does, what He does, are things that God, so the Father has given Him.
我们经常说，上帝对人类救赎的工作是父上帝计划，子上帝成就，圣灵上帝落实。
And so we frequently say that. In terms of redemption, God the Father sent, God the Son executes it, and God the Holy Spirit, he brings it to the task for us.
我们看到，只上帝与圣灵上帝不会凭自己的意思行事。
So we see that God the Spirit, Son and God the Spirit cannot do things in accord with their own will.
虽然他们与父上帝都是同子同权同荣的。
So of course, the Son and the Spirit are equal in power and glory.
然而他们各自严格地遵守了秩序。
But yet we see that there is order in all of us.
没有行任何越位的事情，这让我们来思想：我们基督徒侍奉上帝的时候，却不是这样。我们经常应该圣经这本上帝的话语，凭着自己的思想来侍奉上帝。 我们完全越位了，而且越位越大，越过上帝这个位来侍奉上帝。 其实这样的侍奉根本不叫侍奉上帝。
Well, such service to God is not really even service.
只是侍奉自己。
It's rather serving ourselves.
在上帝那里，我们的侍奉是没有任何意义的。
And so where God is, then such service is of no value.
这是我们每个基督徒都要警醒的。
And of course, this is something that we all of us Christians, we ought to be watchful and mindful.
可以这么说，如果我们都依照上帝的话来侍奉上帝，今天的基督教就不会是目前这种状况。
And of course, if all Christians actually serve God in the way God has commanded His word, we can say that right now the church will not do it.
这也是我们教会坚持走改革中道路的原因。
And this is also why this church has emphatically followed the reform theology.
希望教会能够持守这条路。
And I hope that this church continues to hold fast to this course.
虽然我们没有其他教会那样轰轰烈烈。
And so of course, our church might not be have
to be
a little bit of this and that. Yet we know that if we follow God's word,
then
we will receive God's good word.
总结今天的讲道,
and summarize today's sermon.
我们知道圣灵的工作，第一，在我们心中见证主耶稣基督是上帝的独生子，使我们能够相信他。
So we see that the first would be for the Holy Spirit is their witness to Jesus Christ in our hearts that we might believe.
第二，圣灵为了建造教会、承建圣徒，他赐下各样的恩赐，在基督徒和在基督徒，当基督徒在圣灵中、圣灵的恩赐中侍奉上帝，就会对上帝有更深的认知。
And so the second is that the Holy Spirit will give spiritual gifts so that the church may grow up and so that we might get to know God better.
第三，圣灵引导信徒明白真理，为罪自己责备自己。
And so the third is the Spirit of truth will come to guide the disciples of all truth that they might be convicted of their sins.
为能够伸张正义自己责备自己。
And so that through the sins of sin, righteousness, and judgment, the Christian will be convicted.
为我们自己追求世上的享乐，自己责备自己。可以使我们的生命得到改变。使基督的生命在我们里面有不断的长大。因为唯有这个生命才是可以去到天国的生命。生命圣灵最长久的工作，就是耶稣基督的门徒不断的自己责备自己。不断的悔改。生命不断的走向成圣。不断的悔改，不断的成圣。
A continual repentance and sanctification.
那是改革中信徒和改革中教会最大特点。
And that is the distinctive of the Reformed faith of the Reformed Church.
凡是我们做的合不合乎圣经的，我们都需要悔改，回归到圣经的话语当中。
So what if we do when it's not in accord with the Bible? We need to repent and return to the Scripture.
如果一个不会审查自己，也不会对自己的错、对自己的罪悔改的基督徒，这是不存在的。
Then there's no such thing as a Christian who does not self-examine and who does not repent.
所以，让我们警醒祷告。
So let us be mindful and watchful in prayer.
做一个不断悔改、做一个荣耀上帝的人。
So let us be one who continually repent and continually glorify God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us start with prayer.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。让我们在你的话语中不断的长进。遵循你的话语。因为唯有遵循你话语的人才是你的门徒。求你赐给我们能力，能够遵循你的话语。
Would you give us your strength for us to keep your word?
让我们不断的在世上过一个悔改的生活。
So that here on earth we might continue to live a life of repentance.
悔改的生活就是成圣的生活。
Indeed, a repentant life is a sanctified and being sanctified life.
求你帮助我们。
Would you watch over us?
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In all of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.